Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, now I'm for real this time.
Did we forget to open that package up?
That's the whole reason I handed it to Joshua, was for him to slightly open it. Look at that fucking dad grip.
Just, I call that the Stavi slap. And hello, everybody.
Churd is not sticking, just so everybody knows, it's not churd.
And welcome back to the churdiest place on the internet. My name's Josh. That's Churd.
No, it is not.
Hi, y'all. I'm Churd.
Stop it.
And we are the Judgies.
Churdies. I'm not participating in this episode.
Wow. First for everything.
Only Churd is. Hi, guys. I'm Churd.
Oh, there's a voice.
Just kidding. That was fucking lame.
Yeah, doing a voice is stupid, but doing a visual bit, yeah, that's funny.
Doing a visual bit on an audio mainly focused podcast is good.
Yeah, well, this is to push listeners to the YouTube.
Yeah, because we make way more money on our YouTube views than our podcast views.
That is correct. Keep listening to the audio podcast. Go hop on YouTube for a quick second and look at me. Hop back to podcast app.
Can I make a comment real quick?
It depends. Go on.
Oh, fuck. That was crisp.
That's it.
Can I make a comment real quick?
Christian's unscrewing his Budweiser. I mean, not sponsored. It's just a beer.
Beer.
It's the king of beers.
And speaking about the king, we got a package sent to the queen of the podcast in our PO box. That was a bad transition. We're going straight into it. But if you want to send us mail, send that to PO Box 58 in Ottawa, Illinois, 61350, and address it to Churd. Spell it.
Do not.
How you want to spell it.
Stop it. This says, hi, Judgies.
Hello.
My name is Hannah. I'm 21 and the manager at a saltwater taffy shop in Utah. Listening to the pod on Monday mornings.
They don't even have saltwater in Utah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not like they've got salt flats or anything, or like Salt Lake City.
What the fuck is that?
Salt flat is when you leave your salt open and all of the carbonation goes out.
I fucking hate that.
Listening to the pod on Monday mornings while I package taffy orders at work is the best start to my week. Don't ask me why we have so many poop-themed products, but they all seemed fitting for you. Love you guys. And then she plugs her TikTok, her Instagram, and their website.
Not important.
Human Hannah on TikTok. Taffyshop.com on Instagram. And it's spelled dot, dotcom, and taffyshop.com.
We'll put all the links on the screen.
I assume that when you include all that, you want me to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's this one.
First one, we have unicorn poop.
This one is pigeon poop.
Oh, and this is all saltwater taffy, or is...
This is just... Oh, sorry. This is the bunny poop Easter mix.
Ooh.
Oh, just in time.
Dill pickle.
Really?
Taffy. I'll check that out.
There's no way that's good.
I'm fucking pissed.
And then the saltwater taffy, taffy shop's favorite mix.
All right.
There's all sorts of shit in here.
Oh, it's like a mixtape. I love the packaging on these.
Yeah, these are great.
This is really not sponsored. First off, Hannah Banana on Instagram, whatever the fuck your name was.
Human Hannah.
Does it make sense that the dill pickle taffy gives off the same vibe I'm giving off?
Yeah, you are kind of a gherkin of yourself right now.
And isn't it kind of... They got so many poop-themed taffies. And isn't
two.
It, isn't it weird that poop is kind of like the
Three.
Taffy of the body?
Bunny poop, pigeon poop, and unicorn poop.
I can't count. Poop is the taffy of the body?
Yeah.
Can I make a editorial on that and say what I think the taffy of the body is?
Yeah.
No.
The tongue.
Shut the fuck up.
Because it's the chewiest?
You know it.
Gross. All right.
Shut the fuck up, Josh.
I thought you were about to tell me to shut the
just
fuck up.
Just immediately shut the fuck up.
And I was going to fucking fight you.
We don't tell Churd to shut the fuck up. We let Churd speak. Continue, Churd.
I'll never tell Churd
what
to do.
Like that. Quit calling me Churd, first of all. Anyway, I had to take my car in for its first service at the dealership the other day. And we're, you know, talking about the service, what's all going to happen. And I go to hand the woman my keys. And I forgot that our listener sent us in like a self-defense keychain that says fuck off.
Nice.
In a heart-shaped, really super pointy end. Like put it on your knuckles and stab people and it says fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't see the fuck off first. So I hand her my pink keychains. And she's like, oh, this is so cute. Like my daughter would love this. And then she flips it over and says, oh, fuck off. Okay.
Still very cute.
And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot that was there.
What is it? I feel like that's kind of rude to go through someone's keychains.
To look through it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little fuck. It's giant. It's like the size of my hand. And it says fuck off.
Oh, the thing. Okay. Yeah. That's true. It is large.
It's huge. Yeah. Yeah. And it's sparkly and pretty. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she's like, where did you get this? And I was like, I have a podcast and a listener sent it to me.
Why would you admit to that's more embarrassing than the fuck off part?
Hell no. I'm ABP, baby.
Yeah.
You don't keep it for self-defense. It's actually just a talking point, like a jumping off point when you're in places to be like, oh, this thing?
Yes. I also have another story for you guys, which Christian's already heard this story, but Joshua hasn't.
He's already cheered it.
Crickets.
Never mind. Go on.
Can you give us a quick summary? Can you surmise it?
I guess. Anyway, remember, was it last week's episode where I talked about my coworker that called me old and stupid?
Okay, 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
2 weeks ago? Okay. So I got lunch with her this week. And anytime I'm at a restaurant and I take like the straw wrapper off, I only take it off halfway and then I blow it at the person across from me.
Normally me.
Yeah.
Absolutely rude as shit, honestly.
It's my favorite pastime.
Very churred behavior.
Yeah.
Anyway, for the first time ever in my life, the straw wrapper did not go straight at the person in front of me. It had a mind of its own and it went sailing across the room to the table behind me, well, behind her. And it was like an older man and like middle-aged woman or whatever. And the old man instantly like locks eyes with me and he's just like staring at me. And I was like, oh, shit. And then the woman turns around. She's like, oh, I thought there was adults back here. And I was like, oh, shit. And I just sat there like awkwardly silent for like a few seconds. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Absolutely roasted your ass with that one.
I know. And I'm like, that has never happened to me. I do this all the time. That's never happened. And I'm so sorry. And they laughed. And then a little while later, their waitress, who was different than ours, came back to their table. And the old man crumpled up his straw wrapper and threw it at her.
At the waiter?
At the waitress, which I think they knew each other.
Oh, I thought we were having adults only in this section.
That's what I said. And I locked eyes with them. I'm like, I saw that. I saw you do that. I saw it. And then when my waitress came over and he yells, only the kids menu for that table. So it was like a cute, friendly banter thing. But also... very embarrassing.
Also, he didn't tip. He gave a $1 tip, which, I don't know. You tell me. Is it a thing of the times?
No, tip your waiters.
He had a 50-cent bill, so it was actually quite impressive. He only ordered the straw. He was waiting for some fucker to come in and blow a wrapper at him so he can get her back.
But yeah, I did get up and go to the table and picked it up off the floor in front of them because I didn't want my wait staff to have to do that, so...
They made a pregnant woman get up and pick it up.
I did it of my own volition because it's a polite thing to do. Then I crumpled it up and I threw it at my coworker.
If I ever garnered the gall to like have a playful banter with a stranger at a restaurant and as they get up to pick up their wrongdoings and they are pregnant, I'm like, I am sorry.
Yeah.
I will pick up the wrapper. You are correct.
It was funny though. At least I thought it was funny, and my coworker was like dying laughing. was practically in tears. And then the rest of the day we kept saying, I thought there was adults at this table. You know, how we do.
Well, Erica doesn't just tell funny, hilarious, thrilling, encapsulating, churd-like stories on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. And what that entails is Christian telling thrilling, encapsulating, churd-adjacent stories. And sometimes Christian does
that. First of all, that felt patronizing. Second of all, I only told these super funny, hilarious stories because I know it was Christian's episode. And I was trying to, you know, keep our listeners in.
That was the most churd response you could have ever given.
Yeah, very churdish.
Go on,
let's
then
get right into
stories.
The stories. this week, I got a little theme going behind my stories, and that's that they all came from the subreddit. This is like a half whoop. They all came from the subreddit r/you're the asshole.
Okay. You're the asshole.
And it's specifically stories where you are undoubtedly the asshole.
Like people telling their own stories, or is it just reposts from other subreddits?
It's reposts from other subreddits.
Okay.
And through reading these, I don't know. Something came through me. The Holy Spirit, call it what you want. But
yeah.
I got the low pony. I got the slicked back hair. The old king of beer skis. And I'm feeling ready. All right?
I just want everybody to know that I hate this look.
I smell like Drakkar Noir. Or whatever it's called. Isn't it something like that?
I have no idea.
Is that a perfume?
Yeah, you would.
A cologne. He's a man.
You
a
get,
parfum, if you will.
You should get this. You I know won't. What I should smell like. I don't smell like it because I'm not going to spend $40 on a bottle. But you know what I should smell like right
now. The inside of a bowling ball hole.
That's very close. That's so oddly close to
like
what
baby
it should
be. Powder and sweat,
mm-hmm.
A little bit of beer and chicken grease.
But it's still that like dark, mysterious scent that sometimes you get on your weird uncle.
Ugh.
Like, listeners will know what I'm talking about. Hey, if you know what I'm talking about, write in. Go follow us on Instagram. There's going to be a post on Monday when this comes out. Leave on that post. I know exactly what smell you're talking about.
Mom, when you watch this episode, please tell me and tell Christian that his shirt is something Wayne exactly what Wayne wore in the early 2000s.
That's 100% what I was aiming for.
I'm sorry, 100% what you were waning for?
Boo.
And I need to get this in. I do want the listeners to know I thought of this immediately, and this was actually a really good quick pun, and now it's not because it's out of time. I thought Draco Noir was the guy from Harry Potter.
Fuck
Continue.
Off.
Continue. Thank you, man.
Am I the asshole?
Yes.
Technically, you're not wrong.
Yeah, you are there. In this episode, you're not wrong.
Got him.
Am I the asshole for being in charge for all the surprises of my sister-in-law's bachelorette party?
Okay, if we're going titles only, immediately my gut is saying no.
Okay.
Really? Because my gut is saying yes.
Well, like, I guess there's two ways. I mean, obviously, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But it's like, somebody put all these responsibilities on me. I didn't want to do it.
How do you fall with the task of, hey, you're the surprise czar for this event?
Surprise czar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is czar like a commonly associated term with bachelor and bachelorette parties?
You
no,
don't know what
it's
czar
just
is?
Like
a Russian.
Well, there's
oligarch.
Other,
yeah.
It's a, yes, it is a thing in Russia, but it's also used in other positions. It's like, just a title for a place of power.
The toothpick falling out is so fucking funny. I'm just impressed. I thought, I don't know, I like the word czar on you. It fits you.
Thank you.
No, this is not a pro-Russia episode, just so everybody knows.
That's next well, week.
We'll see what the outcome of this war is, and then we'll get back to you. That was a joke.
Fuck Russia.
It's actually... comes from, the etymology of the word czar comes from the word Caesar. So just so you know,
oh, it's like Roman.
It was, yeah, it was
like
the expansion, salad, yeah. The expansion of the Western Roman Empire with Justinian and Theodora. We don't have to worry about that. We all know Theodora had brain cancer. I'm very fun and extroverted person, and I love pulling pranks and messing with people, and nobody has had an issue with me until now, because this is just how my personality is. Thank you.
Got you, babe.
My sister-in-law, a.k.a. my brother's future wife.
Correct.
No,
figured
weird.
That out.
Is that what that means?
And my brother are getting married in 1 month. And last Saturday was the bachelorette party. During the planning of the party, as many of you might be aware, the wedding party is responsible for the arrangements. And I'm part of the wedding party, since I'm one of the bridesmaids.
Huh.
We also figure that
out. Weird how that works.
Oh my god.
So I was planning the party as well. During the planning period, I threw in some ideas, but the bride's friends kept disagreeing with me and saying that she wouldn't like that, and so. I thought they were just overreacting, and that they're just boring about this, and I really wanted to give my sister-in-law a good and fun experience at this party. So one of the things I did was hire two male strippers to dance on her at the place we had rented out for the party.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, it's probably not that cool if they're like, that's not really her vibe. And she's like, no, she'll love it.
And paying them to only dance on one person the whole time.
Another thing was that I had arranged a prank where she presses a button as part of a board game we played, and a cake would be smashed onto her face.
Classic prank.
We all love a little cake in our face.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the strippers are for. I hate the energy illuminating off of this couch.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you, like, something came over me reading all these stories. Just absolute. I read, like, just a dozen total pieces of shit. And I feel like maybe somewhere it rubbed off on me. It's a real hard. I thought I could do with one toothpick. I'll be fine.
Were you planning on multiple at some point?
Josh, that's fucked. My sister-in-law knows and knew I pulled stuff like this, so she can't act surprised I did any of this.
Yes, she can.
Absolutely.
But she was still mad? Are you fucking kidding me? My old sister-in-law don't got a funny bone in her body. Like, full-on bridezilla mode turned...
Except for her humorous.
Oh, terrible. Never had a worse time to not have a boo on the board.
Yeah, I didn't have a boo. Sorry. She went full bridezilla mode, turned mad on me. She was mad about the stripper, and she was mad about the cake. And she ended up leaving the party crying, and her friends followed her, and it was just me and a cousin of mine left there.
At the strippers.
I felt like I wasted all my money for nothing. I told my brother about this, and he called me an asshole and said that I should have listened to what her friend said because they clearly know her better and that they knew things like this would make her uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I told him that my sister-in-law and everyone around me knows how I like to just mess around, so they can't act shocked when I pull something like this. I'm a goofball, okay?
Very big goblin energy.
It should be expected from me. And now he's insisting that I'm the asshole? And my parents and my other brother, not the one getting married, we know, sides with me, though, and said that sister-in-law is just being ungrateful. So am I the asshole?
Yes. I stand by my initial assessment, even though we knew this was all asshole stories.
Can I just say...
You're a piece of shit.
I feel like I was expecting more of an assholery. Like, this is bad.
This is goofball, but you're expecting full-blown asshole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like... It's really hard to be like a full blown asshole for like a bachelorette party. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, I think I'd be pretty mad with a cake smashed in my face.
Yeah, I also would be very mad.
I like to roll with the punches, so I would figure it out. But that's just me. I guess I'm just built different.
Wow.
Can we talk about how awkward it must be, like, as a stripper that gets hired for parties like this?
And they don't want you.
And they don't want you there. I mean, you're going to get paid regardless, so I guess it's whatever. But...
How do you deal with that? What do you think? Like, do you still dance, but you just kind of dance in a corner or something?
Just like...
Like, you're not doing, a classic bump and grind on someone. You're just hanging out.
I think you just kind of like a taxi, sit down and put a light over you that says like on duty and just okay. Wait. Just wait until somebody
comes to grind on you.
They come hail a stripper.
The czar of strippers?
What? What is this? What is this?
I don't know.
You raised your arm in a certain
No, we're going to cut that out.
That's when you hail a cab?
Taxi! I can do it. A taxi! Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
I've never actually been to a city.
Yes, you have.
Never been to a city. I grew up on a tumbleweed, rolling to and fro only in fields.
Guys, let's move right on to the next story.
Yeah.
And maybe this one was categorized wrong. Maybe it didn't belong on the subreddit.
No, I think she is an asshole. Let me be clear. I just was expecting, like...
much worse.
Much worse.
Nuclear.
Well, boy, do I have a surprise for you. Am I the asshole for kicking a girl out of our friend group? Am I the asshole for kicking a girl out of our friend group? There's quotation marks that confused me. I don't know.
Where's the quotation marks?
Kicking a girl out.
Oh, I thought it was around girl, and that would have been a complete potential asshole move.
So I, 26 male, own my house, obviously.
Flex.
And it has an in-ground pool.
Bigger flex. And my dick is 10 feet long.
And since I live in a warm weather state, my friends just love to come over.
Oh my God.
The past few months, my house has turned into a hangout spot amongst our friends. And my best friend, Tyler, is now dating Gwen. And Gwen has a friend named Julie.
If I had to guess the names of three people in this dude's life, it might have been Tyler, Gwen, and Julie.
Yeah.
Those would have been top 10 for sure. Top Gwen for sure.
Boo.
Sorry. Number 9, Churd.
We've all known each other since freshman year of college. And I've always kind of had a crush on Julie. And we've always been part of the same group. So one night a few weeks ago, I decided to just go for it. And I texted her to ask her out. She told me that she liked me as a friend, and I told her that I totally understand and thought that that should just be the end of it. Well, the next pool day came, and I typically send out a giant group text to all to invite everybody, and I decided not to invite Julie this time.
Oh, your little feelings were hurt. But, your little ego. So sad for you.
But Julie showed up anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
She wasn't even with Tyler or Jen.
Jen or
it
Gwen?
It was Gwen earlier. Okay. It says Jen now. It was Gwen earlier. Damn autocorrect. Am I right, people? She came with some of the other friends in our group. And it was just really awkward. She tried talking to me the whole time. And I would say something quickly and try to leave. She partnered with me for every drinking game. And we've never spoken that much before this. Or we've never spoken that much before I tried to ask her out. And after she left that night, I told Tyler and Gwen what had happened. Gwen told me that she already knew about this, and I told them that I didn't really want her around anymore. Gwen said she would talk to Julie about it, but then this past Saturday, I had another pool day, because I own my house and we have an in-ground pool.
And we live in a warm state and my dick is 10 feet long, but I have a really small ego. Don't hurt my feelings, please.
I want this guy's life. He's so cool.
I told him that I didn't want to run anymore. She talked. I had another pool day. And a similar thing. I sent out a text message. I left Julie off of it. And I even invited a girl that I've been talking to.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with inviting a girl that you're talking to. That's fine. The rest of this... garbage.
Well, Julie shows up again.
Correct.
Yep. Go figure. But this time, she spends the whole day talking to the new girl I brought. And they somehow became besties. Julie even told the girl that I had asked her out before. And it was just now incredibly awkward for me. So this Sunday, I texted Julie individually and I told her that I don't want her around anymore. And that she shouldn't come to the next get-together, as I feel very uncomfortable around her.
Why?
He's the one that's making everything uncomfortable.
She didn't respond to this, but now people in our friend group are calling me an asshole.
Yeah.
Saying that I'm the one that hosts most weekends, so it's pretty harsh to just put her out.
Mm-hmm.
So am I the asshole?
Yeah. I feel like he could have gone about this a totally different way. Like, I understand that, you know, she rejected him, he's butthurt. Maybe go a couple weeks without hosting anything at all. Let everybody's feelings simmer down. Julie was clearly trying to, like, not make shit awkward and keep things the way that they've always been at these get-togethers.
Yeah.
And he's the one that's making it uncomfortable for everyone.
He didn't even, like, in my eyes, like, it's not, he didn't even really even get, like, rejected. He just was like, do you want to go on a date? And she's like, oh, probably not. Right? Like, no. And like that was it. It's not like they like had a fling and then she was like, see ya. Like there's no reason to make it awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's going to be a little awkward for a second.
Yeah.
But and listen, this might just be me being a dude over here. It sounds like maybe she didn't know you that well.
Yeah.
And was maybe trying to warm up to like getting a crush developed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you fucking fumbled the bag.
Who was it?
Ryan.
Who was expecting that turn out of left field where he said, we don't even talk. We've like never talked before this. And it's like, wait, she's your friend that hangs out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Best friends with your best friend's girlfriend. And now you're like, I don't even know. I don't even talk to her. I don't even know why she's fucking trying to talk to me at a party I'm hosting.
But let me just like ask her on a date and not try to do anything else. Not try to get to know her at all first.
Yeah. I mean, asking her on a date's fine.
I guess.
Like, it, you could have had better success if you talked to her before. But like, if she was attracted to you and wanted to give it a go, maybe she did. But she was clearly approaching it on her own terms. And this dude was just like.
Well, and then just
that's
the idea
what
of,
I
like,
meant by what I said, just so you know. You just said it more eloquently than I did. And well, thank you for that, Joshua.
Okay. It's crazy that he doesn't think that Julie could be friends with any other friend in this group.
That too. Especially like bringing a new girl into a group that's never been with this group of people before. It's really, really helpful for Julie to be like, oh, hey, like, here's the dynamics. Here's what's going on. Be our friend and make this person that's new here feel welcomed.
This guy is giving off the vibes of the dude that people only hang out with because he's rich.
And has a pool.
Yeah,
in
like
a warm
if
that, state.
If he didn't have a pool in a warm state and was 26 and was a homeowner and a 10-inch, 10-foot penis.
10-foot, yeah.
Yeah,
please don't get that one incorrect.
They would not hang out with him.
Yeah. That feels very true to this.
You know what this story reminds me of?
Last week's story when the guy said that a con is being personable.
No.
Okay.
This reminds me of a group of friends we had in college where one dude had a boat. And where we went to college, there's lakes everywhere. We never went on the boat. We weren't good enough friends. But anyway, our friend, this dude that had the boat, was like in love with our friend. And they like...
Redheaded guy?
No. No, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he's in jail.
Good.
But yeah, he had a boat. They'd text the group every chance they got. They'd go out on the boat, whatever. While our friend, dude with boat, had a little fling. Didn't work out. They agreed to remain friends. And then all of a sudden, anytime they went out on the boat, he didn't invite her.
Yeah.
She always got, you know, invited from someone else. And it's just like.
She got motorboated and then she lost the privilege to being on the boat.
I guess.
That's all they did was just motorboat. And they're like, it's not working out for me.
Ah.
It's the dynamic's all off. Your face isn't big enough. It doesn't work.
Yeah, no, but he was a real dick about all of it. So,
well, let's go hit a quick break. Maybe we'll have a short first half and a thick, long back half.
Can I make an addendum? 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 Long break. Massive break. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this side of the pod, where I have a hat on now.
Wow.
That's to show that time has progressed.
You know what else is to show that time's progressed? Getting rid of this soggy toothpick and getting this nice, fresh, new toothpick, okay?
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Go ahead and hit the green one, man. One, I said. Don't... ever.
My fat fingers did a goof. Okay? I churned it up.
You did what?
I churned it.
You heard it here first, folks. I'm going to beat somebody's ass today.
Guys, we don't just beat asses on this podcast. We also have a little segment called The Circle Jerge, courtesy of Emo Joseph, every week. Go stream mostly did on Spotify by
Emo Joseph.
No.
His name's not Emo Joseph.
Joseph Dubé. Thank you very much. Christian, what's the spot of Jesus? The Circle Jerge. The hat's fucking with me.
It's a little too tight. Well, first, Erica's got a quick Circle Jerge. I think we should hit this one first.
You know how on TikTok everybody's freaking out right now, which by the time this comes out, it'll probably be old news.
Wheels, doors.
Wheels and doors, right?
We brought that up on last week's episode.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I want to know, how many holes does a straw have, Joshua?
Oh, my God. It has two holes. It's so.
How many holes do you think it has?
It's one. It's a tube. It's one continuous hole.
Let me completely dismantle your entire fucking argument, Erica.
Okay.
Let's take a straw, and then I take a needle and poke a thing in the side of it. How many holes does it have now?
Two.
How? It's all one fucking opening. And now I take that needle and push it all the way through. Is it now still two holes?
No, though. Now it would be three holes. No, four holes.
This is how it falls apart. What do you mean it has two holes and then four holes out of nowhere? You're making no sense.
You started with one hole, and now you quadrupled the holes with one poke.
You're confusing me with your pokes. So
yes.
You poke in one side.
Yes.
That's two holes. You've got the tube, which is one hole.
Okay.
Okay.
I have made an indent into the one side.
Well, an indent or a hole?
Well, I don't want to say hole because I am making a hole.
Okay. That is a hole. So yeah. You've got one hole, which is the tube.
The tube, yeah.
And then you've got one hole you poked through.
Yeah, so I have one poked through hole. So okay. Now how many holes do I have?
Two.
Okay, now I poke through a hole on the other side.
Now you've got three holes.
How? It's one continuous tube here.
No, it's not.
How is this different than this? Because, how is this different than this?
Because this is all connected. It's all one thing.
It just makes no fucking sense,
It's the same
Erica.
Thing as like your intestines.
Okay. Your intestines, yeah. Like pretty litter.
Your mouth to your butthole. One long continuous tube.
Tube?
Yeah.
What's
so
on the end?
One
what's
hole.
On the end of each of those tubes?
A sphincter.
And what does that do?
Opens and closes.
A.
Opening.
Which is also known as a.
It's one continuous
okay.
hole.
So my butthole's puckered. How many holes do I have in my body?
You still have the same amount.
And then
half of it's closed. He's got one half of
if
the
I
hole
put a,
closed.
If I have a straw and then I cover the bottom with extra straw, so now it's sealed, how many holes is on that straw?
Still one.
That makes no fucking sense, and it's completely illogical. Your definition of a hole is flawed. You said this is going to be quick, but this is absolute fucking horseshit.
Listeners.
My definition of a hole is a infinitesimally thin 2D plane that intersects through an object. Therefore, every single opening is a hole in itself. Now, this is different from a hole in the ground, which is a different use of the word hole, which is where I believe you, with your churred brain, are misunderstanding.
Oh, my God.
Christian, get into yours. I'm heated.
No,
this is
here,
insane.
First off, Josh's answer, a fucking dumb idiot smart guy answer. That's a stupid answer, but like spoken eloquently like a smart person would do. You fucking, you 11th grade essayed that, okay?
Thank you. That was actually my ACT prompt. SAT prompt for all you fucking East and West Coasters. Fucking
I'm on board with Josh. I think it's two holes.
Yeah.
But I don't understand what Josh is saying because it's a little too smart for me. My thought on the two holes is there's two different spots that I can put something through. I could put this toothpick through the top of the straw, or I could put the toothpick through the bottom of the straw.
That doesn't mean
those are the two holes.
How many holes are on your shirt?
You're saying that's not two holes. You're saying tube, but it's just connecting the two holes. If in my pocket's a hole, it's one entrance. I'm putting it through my pocket, and it's sitting in there.
How many holes are on your shirt right now?
I'm wearing a tank top, so there's a tube, so that's one hole.
Oh, it's the whole thing's a tube.
And then
so
there's two armholes.
The
so
whole thing's
three
a tube. No
holes.
There, you're being like you're lying to yourself.
You're lying
you
to yourself.
Lying to yourself. Yes, you're lying to yourself. That's a good joke, Josh.
Listen, it doesn't matter. I made $5 off this conversation. So,
and you know what? This How? Takes us right into mine.
Because Google said you were right?
No, because Kat said I'd pay you $5 if I asked you this question.
This takes me right into my circle, George. No stupid questions. That was a stupid question. But on to our... actual stupid
question. It literally fucking bothers me because mine is scientifically... I have a proof that cannot... I believe in, instead of proving that I'm right, proving you have to prove that I'm wrong. And I can...
That was a really stinky burp.
Yeah, this is quite the burp.
I can immediately prove that you're wrong using your own logic. And then you just go, no. But I have hard scientific evidence here.
Why? Because Google said you're right?
No, Google said that's one. Google can be wrong sometimes.
I think mine incorrect. Is the only one that makes sense.
No, can we all agree questions. It's not zero holes, like some fucking idiots think?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm an adult male. I'm an adult.
An adult male. No, I'm just fucking. I was laughing at Josh.
Christian, what are we doing now, man?
We're doing No Stupid Questions.
Okay, there's a subreddit called No Stupid Questions.
I wish you would have told me that you were doing No Stupid Questions. I could have let you do a couple, and then I could have sprinkled mine in.
I'm sorry. I goofed up the production.
Is we had to start over.
Is the hat throwing off this half of the episode?
It's the vibe. The vibes are off.
I'm an adult male. I hold in my smaller fart so I can create a much larger fart and go nuclear on certain coworkers. At what age does this get stupid?
Well, it's stupid at all ages.
Because you might accidentally spontaneously combust?
No.
That's what happens if you hold on a fart too long.
No.
Yes, it does. It raises the internal temperature of your body until it hits the point of you spontaneously combusting.
No.
The gas is flammable.
Listen, I hold in my farts all the time. I have yet to spontaneously combust.
Have you held them in long enough to go nuclear?
Nuclear? can I just say, technically and legally, this is the only true answer. It becomes, what age does it become, what was the question?
Stupid. What age?
13 in America because of child labor laws. You can't work before then.
You can with a work permit and your parents' permission.
Fuck. But if you're on a permit, then you have my permission to hold in until you go nuclear.
Got their ass, Josh.
I know. It's protected by the Butt Amendment. It's right at the end of the Constitution.
Why am I so bothered by hearing my parents have sex? I'm a 17-year-old male and have been hearing my parents have sex since I was 10, semi-regularly.
There you go. Okay.
Good for them.
Yeah. Keeping the marriage alive. I mean, why? Because you should be.
No, I mean, nobody wants to hear their parents doing the dirty.
Can I posit nobody wants to hear anybody doing the dirty?
Yeah. There's some freaks out
non-consensually.
There. Non-consensually. Okay, fair.
Yeah.
I had a roommate. Constantly could hear him fucking. Ugh. Wasn't a good time for me, except for when it was, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Which is... What? Emo Joseph does not approve of that.
Is my hair pulled back too tight that I can't reach the board where I'm supposed to?
Yeah, you actually don't have a hair tie-in. You have a devious little rat-tattooey style making you be a little shitter. Chat tattooey.
Did I even show off the dog shit low pony?
Yes, you all did. You immediately. All you audience, hear this pony on the mic. Pony on the mic is what Genuine said before he performs his songs at a set.
Stop.
When the waiter asks you if everything was okay and if you liked it or disliked any of your dishes, are they just being polite or does that information actually go back to the chef?
I mean, as the only one here that's waitress.
I've been a chef, so.
Yeah. So we'll go back and tell them, but it ain't going to do shit.
Oh, I've never been told.
You worked at a fried chicken restaurant, Josh. It's all fried food. There's no fucking it up.
There's absolutely fucking up. There's an artistry. There's a mastery to be had.
Also, every time you guys go to fried chicken, you fuck up. You always say, I fucked that shit up. So I know
more
you
like
guys.
It fucked my shit up.
Hit the orange one.
Stop it.
Circle jerk.
Set him up for failure.
Emo Joseph, if you're listening, can we get a circle churd?
Stop it. No more churd talk.
I really enjoy the world where they come back and like the restaurant can't close. Like it's sort of like a contest style, like Gordon Ramsay type beat where they're like, blue team,
you have to get 78 enjoyed the foods tonight or else we're closing down the kitchen for good.
Just like Diner Dash.
It's this bar rescue. And if we don't get 78 goods.
How do I stop getting mad when people use they, them pronouns?
Die.
Yeah, I mean, correct. The answer to all of these is die, I think.
They had a little blurb in. I don't even know if
it's important. To me, it makes it better.
I realize this is a bad case of internalized homophobia.
It's not. If anything, it's heteronormativity, but it's not homophobia.
And get rid of it. How do I go about doing that? How do I change my thought process to be more positive about people's personal pronoun choices?
Listen, you're admitting that you're ignorant, and that's nice of you, and like that you want to be better. But in saying that you're just straight up like, I hate they, them pronouns, also hate gay people. It's not homophobic to dislike they, them pronouns. It's heteronormative and like gender conformative. But that doesn't, like, everybody with they, them pronouns aren't gay.
Correct.
Like, yeah. That's a whole, it's the same thing as like, how do I start liking tomatoes? I know it's probably because I'm racist as shit. It's like, those are completely different things.
Yeah. I feel bad for saying go die now, because you're trying to be better. And anybody that's willing to work on themselves and correct their incorrect behaviors.
Yes, positive growth. We enjoy positive growth.
We like that. So I apologize for saying that you should die.
I sent this one to Christian. I just thought that was so fucking funny.
And then there's a couple edits here, too. Ryder goes on to say, it's like a knee-jerk reaction. It feels wrong to use, but that's bad. I need to change that to a positive feeling, or at least an okay feeling. I don't want to be that guy, you know, an asshole. And then edit to, I don't really get the context of this one, but edit number two. Fucks with all the homophobia.
There's probably people being assholes in the comments.
Like, what the fuck is with all of the...
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a perfect example of you using English that we aren't taught in school in a way that people can understand. You know, when a couple of years ago, I didn't know anybody who used non-gender conformative pronouns. Just, you know, and then now I do know people. But even before then... Like, I tried to work and, like, watch creators or even stuff and start referring to people with they, them pronouns or anything like that. And then you just learn, because we do say they all the fucking time.
All the time.
That's the easiest debunking. I'm just full debate lord on this episode. That's the easiest fucking debunking. Like, I was hanging out with Christian and they decided, like, boom.
Yeah, I think they, them is just the easiest one to go to. I feel like that should be the center. And then it's like, you can work past that once you get
And I think
to know
a big
a
thing, too, is, like, correcting people when... And not even just like in a rude way.
Yeah.
When somebody's talking about somebody that's transitioned and they use their dead pronoun, you just continuously correct them.
Yeah.
Until they get it right.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that? Until they get it right.
There you go. Yeah. Perfect.
And then we have one final stupid question to answer. How long does a person have to be dead before robbing their grave goblin style just becomes archaeology?
I would say at least 100 years.
I'm going to say it's less of a time thing and more of a how rich are they thing.
Okay. That's a really good
How response. Significant of a time period? Like it would be archaeology in the sense, like, if you're digging up like a World War II battlefield, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't quite 100 years ago yet, though.
Listen.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Archaeology, paleontology, geology, all of them don't get it. I don't understand the minutia, but I get that you're digging stuff up, so good on you.
They did have an actual archaeologist respond to this one and says that the general rule of thumb is 50 years.
Huh. 50 seems short. I would have put around 100 for sure.
Yeah. But can we go back to Joshua's thing? Okay, so geology is just the study of rocks.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
It's minerals as well. Listen,
it's minerals, Marie.
I literally work with geologists.
Yeah. This besides the point. Yes. However, paleontology is dinosaurs.
Yes.
No, that's when you only eat like uncooked meat and like vegetables you harvest yourself.
And archaeology is something different. So, like, what are you...
It's all old shit.
Can I just say it was a bit?
Okay.
But archaeology specifically is humans.
It's all old shit.
Yeah. And that's probably still wrong. I don't fucking care. We do actual sciences in here, like biochemistry and biology and whatever the fuck Christian does.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, Josh, you want to just play that listener sound, I guess?
Yeah.
Let's just get us out of here.
Can I say something that I've
no,
never
let's just get us...
said in my life before?
Yeah.
Pass me that aux.
Can I tell you something that you've probably heard a lot of times?
It's under your foot.
Yeah.
Don't fucking dare touch that aux.
J-U-G-I-E-S P-O-D piss
poop.
Baby
piss pilk.
I'm shitting and it's good. Ooh. Fuck.
That was a ride.
I thought you were whispering carrots in your mind.
I totally thought that was Christian saying carrots. Thank you to Jacob for sending that in. That was nightmare fuel, I think.
Yeah, that was after I told you to play it, I was like, I can't remember exactly what happened in this, but I remember being like, oh, that was something.
If you guys want to send in your own sounds, please do that at our Gmail and label them as a listener submission sound. Thank you very much. Judgespod@gmail.com.
And now we have a very special story written to us by a listener. Today I fucked up by forgetting I had an IUD.
Oh.
This happened to me a few years ago. I, 27 female, was doing the sex with an ex, as one does.
Pre-marriage.
I had to reach for the high button so I didn't accidentally hit and goof it again.
Proud of you. Good job, babe.
And can we cut you saying I had to reach for the high button so that way I didn't accidentally goof it again and put that on the board?
Yeah. Josh, oh, I goofed. I have a sound clip for you to put on the board. It's too late now.
Obviously! We're 45 minutes into an episode.
And let me just say, he was a couple digits deep when he asked, did you get stitches when you had a child? Now, this caught me by surprise. And while I most definitely required an old stitch or two down there in the meat flaps, this had happened over a year ago. And the stitches they used were designed to be dissolved over time. And there's no fucking way it would have taken this much time to dissolve. So naturally, I go digging. And I discover...
Naturally. She's a geologist on her own pussy.
More of a paleontologist.
It's a real gem.
I discover a foreign appendage down there. Deep within my wombland, you fucking knew. It felt like an elastic string, ever so slightly protruding from my cervix.
Content warning, I feel like this is going to get fucking weird. I'm already physically cringing.
Wonder what that could be, I thought to myself.
Mm-mm.
And due to my utter stupidity, I'm absolutely freaking out at this.
Oh.
How do you get up in there and you feel it and you're not like, oh yeah, I remember this medical procedure I had done?
Also very funny just to be like, hang on, let me, and just like in the middle of sex, just like, hang on, let me get in there. Like in
I start tugging on said string, the heart strings, and it feels as if it's literally wrapped around my insides and pulling out my organs.
It's not that bad.
Meanwhile, my ex is observing this deep dive expedition with his face literally inches away from the cave, and even attempts a few times to at a few tugs himself. Finally, my dumbass decides to use a brain cell and remembers I have an IUD.
Oh, thank fucking God.
Which has a little elastic string at the end to be used to be removed by a medical professional.
It's not elastic. I don't think it's elastic.
For anyone that is unaware, the copper IUD which I have cannot be removed without a gynecologist cranking you open with one of the most medieval torture devices imaginable, despite the advancements of today's technologies. Fuck women, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I read this story, because it fit with the vibe I was feeling.
Yeah, you are OBGYN science and personified.
Yeah, I wouldn't say me personally, but like the vibe I'm giving off is what's held back science from treating women equally to men.
Like, your outfit is the reason why every single female body part is named after a man.
Yeah, my outfit is the reason why Medicare covers erectile dysfunction medicine, but not
hormone replacement for women that need it.
Women.
Hmm.
Now, after a day of cramping, I skipped over onto the ER where the medical staff tried to tell me that I needed to see my gynecologist ASAP to have this removed now and to cancel my travel plans that I had coming this week because this was now an emergency.
What a horrible time to have it happen.
Eventually, a saint of a gynae on staff recognized how fucking stupid this was and safely removed my now dislodged IUD. But yeah, she fucked up a little bit. You should have gone tugging.
You've never heard them being referred to as a gynae?
I didn't like the phrase saint of a gynae. Oh, such a the saint of a gynae. She stole the snakes out of my vagina. And the saints were actually the pagans. It was a Catholic cleansing.
That was really good, Josh.
So timely. So timely.
Yeah, one day after St. Patrick's Day.
Listen, I wore green.
Christian, wore green, kind of.
Yeah, I have gray-green pants on.
No, you don't. Those are straight-up gray.
No, these are gray-green.
No. Y'all are colorblind.
I have a green IUD in. I won't say which orifice because they're all the same hole.
I have a green sounding.
No, actually, they're not.
On a man, it is. Hang on. Are you telling me that my urethra doesn't eventually go to wherever the fuck my poop hole comes from?
It's all one tube.
No, it doesn't, Joshua.
It all goes through the liver or the kidneys. It's all blood.
No. Your mouth is connected to your esophagus,
right?
Which is connected to your stomach.
You're telling me my water
is connected to your small intestines,
yeah.
Duodenum, to your large intestines, yeah. To your anus,
iliac, yeah.
Well, to your colon, then to your anus, and then out. Okay. That is the one continuous tube. It has nothing to. Listen to me. I am not talking about nutrient absorption.
Yeah.
That gets filtered through your bloodstream mm-hmm. into your liver and your kidneys mm-hmm. that drain into your bladder that go out your urethra. That's a separate process. Tube.
Correct. Yeah.
That one's done through osmosis.
Right. Jones or
so otherwise.
All I know is I put water and food and one of them comes out my pee and one of them comes out my poo.
And it works
because
like a factory.
One of them goes through a different system.
No, there's a sieve in the bottom of his tummy.
I did swallow a sieve. There was a pesky fly in there, and I don't want to get into the details, but eventually I swallowed a sieve.
And I love that we're talking about assholes
in this whole
thing.
I don't know why you swallowed a sieve. Perhaps you'll die.
Hopefully tonight.
Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend that his daughter can't have her own room in our house?
Is this back to you're the asshole?
Yeah. We're right back to it. Did the title not tell you enough? Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
For telling my boyfriend that his daughter can't have her own room in our house?
Absolutely fuck you.
My boyfriend, 30 male, and I, 24 female, have been together for 2 years, and we just bought our first house together. And we move in at the end of this month.
Congratulations.
Hey, lucky you. Not a lot of people can afford that in this day and age. My boyfriend has a 4-year-old daughter, Kate, from a previous relationship. And I love Kate with all my heart. She lives with my boyfriend's ex and just comes to visit us for short stays and sleepovers, more often in the summer. And our new house is about 30-minute drive from Kate's mom's house. And it has 3 bedrooms, a master and 2 smaller bedrooms. And we're converting one of those bedrooms into an office for my boyfriend and me to work from. And now this leaves us with just 1 spare bedroom. What could we possibly do with this?
That's more than enough for 1 child.
Mm-hmm. You would think. Kate was really nervous about us moving so far away, and my boyfriend has reassured her that she'll just get to stay and visit all the time. And when she does, she'll have her own bedroom waiting for her whenever she wants. And, well, now here's my issue with this. It's that I don't want Kate to treat the only spare bedroom as her personal room.
Why not?
I would rather it be thought of as a guest bedroom.
She's a guest.
Of course, Kate can stay here whenever she wants. That's fine. This isn't part of the debate. I want her to feel welcomed all the time. But I don't want it to be only her room. I don't want it to be filled with her toys and her clothes so nobody else can feel comfortable when they sleep in there.
Where else are you going to put those things? You're going to have those things anyway.
They're going to get an insanely large coffee table that opens up and it's just going to be filled with little toys for the top.
Why a coffee table?
Where else are you going to put it? A room?
An ottoman that opens up and has storage in it? I don't think that this is fair that a room is reserved for somebody who is not even there for 90% of the time. Your guests aren't going to be there
Correct.
For 99% of the time.
This kid is going to be there more than any guest is ever going to be there.
You could almost turn your office into a guest bedroom when you need to.
Correct.
It's an emergency. In addition to this, my boyfriend and I are planning on having a child of our own soon. And I want to make sure that when that happens, we will have a space for them to live.
Guess you got to move your office into some other space.
I can only imagine that the circus we're going to have in a few years when we have to tell Kate we are taking her room away to give it to her new sibling.
No.
And that's why I want to set the expectation now that while Kate is always welcomed, and she will always be welcomed as a guest.
You're not part of our family anymore, Kate.
Especially not when we have our own kids.
My boyfriend thinks I'm being unreasonable about this. Uh-huh. That Kate needs her own room for stability, especially as she feels like we're moving far away from her. He says we can keep a pull-out sofa in the office for guests to stay on and call the spare room Kate's room. Mm-hmm. I still don't think that it's very fair to have a room just for Kate that she won't even use that often. And I think it's reasonable to be worried about the prospect of eventually giving Kate's room up to a future child. So am I the asshole?
Yeah,
you're not having a kid with this person. Sorry.
That's a good call.
You shouldn't. I hope he realizes that you're being a bad person.
Yep.
I think it's my entire point before the person even said that they were planning on having another kid or having their first kid together was think down the line when Kate is like 13, 12 and like really, really needs their own privacy.
Mm-hmm.
They need a room that they feel like is a safe space when they're visiting. And they're only going to feel more alienated and not want to go to dad's house because you're making it an unwelcome place.
And what happens when you know she doesn't feel comfortable at her own home with her mom anymore? And needs to feel safe somewhere else at her dad's house.
Yeah.
And then this kid's not going to have anywhere to go.
I mean, you got to give all the respect to OP for, like, making a terrible relationship with her possible stepchild. Like,
yeah.
Right now, just lay the groundwork and now.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's like, oh, it's not a surprise when it's like, oh, yeah, my stepmom, she's a fucking raging asshole. I fucking
hate. You can
say
cunt. It's okay.
He was gonna say bitch.
Oh,
I believe
I was, and I was like, "That's rude."
I would have said cunt.
Oh, I'm not Australian. I can't say that. You know what? With the outfit, I could say it. I would get away with it. I would get a pass. With this shirt on?
No.
You've
ruined it. No.
He ruined the word, or the shirt did.
The shirt did.
Sure, it did. This person sucks. What else do you want us to say? It's literally in the title. It's you're the asshole. So they're the asshole.
Yeah.
Do you see how this is falling apart now as an episode?
Yeah.
So we're scrapping this.
So you
and you better have three other stories.
So you waited till minute 50?
Yeah.
Tell me this.
It's called teaching you a lesson, Christian, because you don't hear after the first time. You'd have actual consequences.
You just did a classic. You made me smoke the whole pack to teach me that smoking's wrong. You know that doesn't work, right?
Oh, God dang it, Bobby. It worked for him. All right. Bobby Hill never smoked another ciggy
that we know of.
I told you guys about this. My mom making me mate socks.
Yeah.
First smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, I smoked a cigarette.
She
made a whole pack?
I don't think you dropped on the pod that it was for smoking a ciggy.
You only talked about mating the socks.
At what age were you smoking cigs?
I was fucking ripping them at 3.
No, it was after my sister was born, so I was like 9.
I was ripping them at 8.
9 or 10.
I mean, that's a cool time to get started. If you're gonna get started... That's pretty cool.
To be fair, it was my like 13-year-old cousin that was like, we should be cool and do this.
Oh, you like intentionally tried to smoke a cigarette?
Yeah.
Wow. Just call him out now. Throw him under the bus all the way.
I don't think she listens. So
listen here, Diane.
Now it makes sense why they were smoking cigs at 13. Their parents cursed them with the name of Diane.
Incorrect.
I don't know how old I was. I was probably like 5 or 6.
the first time you tried smoking a cig?
I tried to eat a cigarette because
you're dumb.
I was five. I'm sorry. I didn't understand how fire works.
I was doing a little geology project, okay?
I just like found a box of cigarettes around my house and then was
archaeology,
like,
sorry.
Wanted to, you know, be like mom and dad.
Yeah.
And then I tried to smoke it, but you don't know what you're doing. And then I think I hid the pack of cigarettes behind the TV because I was scared.
And they're probably pissed. That's a lot of money to just fucking hide.
Yeah. Adjusted for inflation, that was like $92,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the reason why my family is in financial ruin.
Same.
I really wish you didn't hide that pack.
Yeah.
The first time I tried smoking a cig was in college. Can you believe that?
With Rob?
Yeah.
Was it that night?
That was the first time I've ever smoked a cig.
Huh. I've never smoked a cigarette.
I fucking blasted a cig.
I've never had nicotine, if I do say so myself.
You ever dipped?
No, I've never dipped. Really? Never vaped. Never cigaretted.
Good for you. I don't think I understood the concept of like actual inhalation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was doing this, well, I think I just had it in my mouth, and then.
Yeah. So you just got the best part, which is the mouth feel and smell and tooth yellowing.
I guess.
Yeah.
I only did it for like a weekend, and then.
Oh. This wasn't just one cigarette.
Single cigarette for a whole weekend? It was a long Cruella de Vil style cigarette. That bitch lasted for 15 fucking hours.
It was an incense stick. Now was the stupid one. You were smoking lavender. Oh, guys, we've been laughing and had a good time, but we got to end the podcast.
Yeah, I think we do.
If you liked what you heard, please, Erica, tell them where we can go or where they can go to
find
us.
I got another carrot and I'm bonking you with it because quit calling me churd.
I didn't. I just said if you like what you churd.
Give me that back.
Can we go to Culver's after this?
Did you get?
Yes.
I was gonna say, hey, if you made it this far and if you tried the churd burger, the churger or whatever it's called, write in. Let us know what you thought of it because I had it. I didn't think it was that great.
I was gonna ask for cheese churds. Erica, tell us where they can go.
Google. You can look us up at Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Patreon. We need to have like a laminated little card for me to read off of because I can't remember all the social media we have.
You know what I used to do in high school, in college to remember stuff is repeat things like 93 times. And normally it would stick in my brain.
Did you specifically count to 93? Or
no?
That's how many episodes this is.
Well, this is 94, so I would have had it nailed by now, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's that at?
At Judges Pod, JudgesPod.
And there's a special little perk if you join the Patreon for $1. You can also join the Discord.
Whoa! Yeah. What happens on the Discord? You just get to interact with all of our awesome community?
You get to see everybody's pets. You get to see me trying to be famous in there. That's mainly it. You get to see people just chilling, talking, sharing stories, sharing their own stories, sharing Reddit stories.
And
sometimes you read those on the podcast, and sometimes Christian goes in there and makes one joke and gets three interactions. Then Erica says one thing and gets a bajillion interactions because Christian and I are just sort of here as placeholders for Erica to really get the word out. And that's why she's called Churd.
Yeah, and if you got a listener submission or you got a listener sound, send that in to us, judgespod@gmail.com. Make sure to have in the title there, listener submission or listener sound.
Yeah.
Again, that's judgespod@gmail.com.
Okay, bye. Have a good week. Love ya. Hope you enjoyed this shit show of an episode.
It was not a shit show of an episode. I thought it was a very good episode.
Thank you. I thought so, too. And then you guys kind of yelled at hey, the judges love you.
It's funny every time. Do you do it on purpose now? No.
It's gonna be so embarrassing when you mess it up a second time.
And the judges love you.
Hey, man, third time's a churn.
Oh, you're not going to make fun of him for 93 episodes in and you should have memorized it by now?
He doesn't have the hubris that you do.
Stop.
Rule of three, baby. The judges, the piss babies love it, and we love the piss babies.
Yes!
That's the last episode, folks. Christian did it. We finally taught him the third tenet of comedy.
I hope everyone's stuck around this long.
Timing.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.